New Testament reading comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. I am the true vine. My Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into a fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. This is the word of our Lord. This past week, I began to think about the many things in this world that we spend our time doing. We spend our time going to sporting events. We spend our time gardening, reading books, going to movies, or boating. There are numerous things that we enjoy spending our time doing. And this past week, I began to think about the many things that we give ourselves to. We give ourselves to our family, to our relationships, our friends, our hobbies, and our interests. Throughout our day-to-day lives, we are constantly giving ourselves to, taking residence in, and fixing ourselves upon all sorts of things in this world. We are constantly doing and investing ourselves in people and activities and things. Our passage from John this morning urges us to recognize that amongst all the things that are vying for our attention, amongst all the things that we are investing ourselves and that we're spending our time doing, Christ should be at the head of that list. And Christ should be at the head of that list because he is the true source of life for us in this world. All the other things that we invest ourselves in and that we spend our time doing, they just give us a temporary or false sense of life and vitality. Within our passage from John this morning, we encountered the well-known metaphor of the vine, in which Jesus says he is the true vine, and he refers to those who abide in him or are connected to him as the branches. When Jesus says, I am the true vine, this is one of the seven I am sayings that occur in the Gospel of John. And I'm sure you guys can easily recall some of the other ones. They consist of, I am the bread of life, I am the light of this world, I am the good shepherd, I am the door. With each of these I am sayings, Jesus is teaching us something new or something different about himself. He is revealing another dimension of who he is. And today, as we encounter this metaphor and him saying, I am the true vine, then it teaches us that Christ is the true source of life for us in this world. That as long as we remain connected to the true vine and not just all those other things in this world that give us a temporary or false sense of life, that we will receive true life and then we can actually bear fruit in this world. Essentially, with this metaphor of the vine, Jesus is teaching us the principle that life begets life. Jesus' metaphor of the vine points to the vital importance of making sure that we, the branches, are connected to Christ the vine so that we can bear fruit in this world. So this morning I wanted us to focus on two different questions. The first question being how we remain connected to Christ. And the second question being, what does it even look like to bear fruit in this world? As we begin to think about the first question, how we remain connected to Christ, there are four ideas that I wanted to propose to you all. And some of them aren't shared up here during the children's sermon. But these four ways that we stay connected to Christ, they are not earth-shattering. They are stuff and things that you have heard before. But it always benefits us to be reminded. So the first way we stay connected to Christ is by coming to church. This morning when I came to church, I was not feeling quite myself. It has been a pretty long week. Woke up a little tired, was not as chipper as usual. But as soon as I walk through the church doors, and when I start having conversations with you all, when I come in here and I see your smiling faces, when I hear your children say amen after my prayers, there is life that stirs up. And there is life that is restored to all of us. Just by simply coming to church, we encounter the Spirit of God that resides within each and every single one of us. And when we come to church, we not only encounter the Spirit of God within each of us, but throughout all our aspects of worship. We encounter God through our prayers and our hymns, and as we read scripture, dare I say we encounter God through our sermon. All of that is what breathes life into us each Sunday morning. That is what restores our souls and reinvigorates us for the week ahead. And just by coming here and encountering God within each of us and throughout our entire worship service, that we remain connected to Christ and that we are tapped into the wellspring of life. The second way that we stay connected to Christ is through prayer. And I do not just mean the prayers that I lead you all in on Sunday mornings, but I mean having your own prayer life. You stay connected with Christ by carving out time in your daily lives to pray. Prayer is a very important part of our faith. It is how we communicate with God. It's how God communicates with us. During prayer, we're communicating with God our fears and our worries. We're talking about our desires, and we make our requests known. If you think about all the other relationships in your life, your relationships with friends, family members, all of them require you to maintain and nurture that friendship. And you do that by speaking to them, by picking the phone up and calling them, by sending emails or text messages, or chatting over lunch. Our relationship with God is no different. And when we take the time to pray, we are chatting with God and God is chatting with us. That is how our living relationship with God is nurtured. That's how we maintain our relationship with God. The third way that we connect ourselves to Christ is by reading scripture. In our passage from John this morning, there are two different instances in which Jesus reminds us of the vital importance of his words abiding in us. In order for Jesus' words to abide in us, then we have to put them in there, which entails opening our Bibles up in our own personal time and on a daily basis. In order for us to gain the power and strength that we find in our Bibles and to remain connected to Christ, then we have to be putting those words in on a daily basis. And every time we do open our Bibles up, we remember that we are God's children, that God is always protecting us and caring for us, that God possesses an everlasting love for us. Those messages and reminders are life-giving, which is why Jesus, on two different places in this passage, urges us for his words to abide in us. And the fourth way we stay connected to Christ is by possessing life-giving relationships and by engaging in life-giving activities. As I mentioned earlier, there are a host of things in this world that are competing for our attention, and some of them threaten our connection with Christ. Sometimes there are friendships or relationships we are in that actually suck the life right out of us. When we find ourselves in these situations where the activities we are engaging in or the relationships that we are in are not life-giving, then it is essential to eliminate or to at least limit our interactions with those things or people. Within this world, there are so many things that are always interfering with our connection to Christ and competing for our attention. There are numerous things that we pour our energy into and invest our lives in, but not all of them are life-giving. The true source of life and vitality is found in Christ, and I have listed these four ways in which we can easily connect with Christ and on a daily basis. We do that by having a prayer life, by reading scripture, by coming to church, and by engaging in life-giving activities and having life-giving relationships. Jesus is the true vine, and as long as we stay connected to him, then we are connected to the true source of life and power. And with that life and power, there is growth that can transpire within us, and we can actually bear fruit in this world. Which brings us to our second question. What does it look like to bear fruit in this world? Ever since the article that Ann Weidman wrote and submitted to the local newspapers about the trip that Marjorie and I took to Haiti, I have received numerous letters and phone calls and emails and people stopping by or stopping me on the street to have conversations with me about our efforts in Haiti and thanking us for all that we are doing here as we supported Jana, the nursing student in Haiti for the past 4 years. The response from folks near and far has been overwhelming. So this morning, I thought that I would share an email with you all that I received from a woman in Dallas, Texas. To Reverend Dana Vaughn, I am an assistant professor at Baylor University College of Dentistry in Dallas. I am a dentist originally from Haiti. I was watching the news this morning and saw that a young lady named Jana Sergis has received her college degree in nursing from Ligonier, Haiti. It was also mentioned that the missionary, which I'm sure she was referring to the mission committee, at Westfield Presbyterian Church helped her achieve her dream. I grew up in Haiti, went to dental school there, and worked as a general dentist for a couple years. I can tell you honestly, you just saved her life, because the only thing that can make a difference in Haiti is education, most specifically for a young girl like her. Thank you for thinking about Haiti, and let me know how I can help. Thanks a million, Marie. This is what it looks like to bear fruit in this world. When we are connected to the vine, we are filled with life and energy, and that allows us to reach our hands out to people like Jana. We are bearing fruit in this world as we help others, as we demonstrate God's love for other people. What I would also like to point out here is that this is what I meant when I said that this metaphor of the vine is Jesus teaching us the principle that life begets life, or that life gives life. When we, the branches, are connected to Christ, the vine, then Christ gives life to us, which then allows us to pivot outward and to give life to other people. That pivot outward is us bearing fruit in this world. And as we pivoted outward and gave life to Jana and supported her through her nursing degree, it also gave life to the numerous other folks that have sent emails and called or stopped me in the street. To know that our actions up here in Western New York have given life to Jana in Haiti and life to this woman in Dallas, Texas, who sent this email, it illustrates just how far-reaching our branches are, so long as we stay connected to the vine. Remaining connected to the vine is not only vitally important for our own life and well-being, but it is just as equally important for the life and well-being of others in this world. So my prayer this morning is that we would all take the time daily to connect with Christ, to carve out the time in our own personal lives to ensure our connection with Christ. And as we receive that life and that power and that energy, may we freely let it flow through us and out into this world. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.